Hi there. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. This show is all about learning new skills for dealing with that habit or addiction that's been creating problems for yourself and possibly for others. Maybe you've learned to look good on the outside to cover up how bad you really feel on the inside. Well, if that's the case, then this show is for you. And if you're terrified of losing control, then this show can help you learn to create that calm you need, which will help you become the person you've always wanted to be. In this episode, we're continuing a conversation I started last time about seasonal change, because how you deal with these changes in your external environment, whether you live in an area that's heading into rainy season or dry season, colder weather or warmer weather, it can be important for managing your recovery. Last episode, the focus was on what you eat and drink. This week, we'll visit some other actions that can support you in other ways. We'll discuss this after we take a few moments to tune in with an experiential exercise. This not only lets you take a break from the stress of the day, but helps you slow down from all the activity that might be going on in your life so that you can focus more effectively on our topic. I'm actually going to offer a variation on last episode's practice because it can be really useful to reinforce what we've experienced previously. So check in on a first level, which is what's going on outside you, the external environment. And this is pretty straightforward. The external environment is either hot or cold, wet or dry, or somewhere in the range between those extremes, right? Maybe it's a cloudy day or a partially cloudy day where you are. Maybe it's a sunny day. Maybe you're listening at night and it's dark. Perhaps it's raining a little, or a lot, or snowing. Or maybe there's no precipitation at all. Is the air humid or dry? If you're outdoors, is a breeze blowing, or is the air still? And whether you're outdoors or in, just take a temperature reading. Is the environment that you're in cold, cool, warm, hot? That's the first level, just checking out what's going on outside you. Then there's a second level, which is your subjective experience of this external reality, but without interpretation or judgment. You have probably had the experience of being in the same room as someone else or in the same environment as someone else, and you're each responding differently. One of you is cold and the other is commenting about the heat, for instance. So that's what I mean by the second level, is you have your experience. And so let's check in with this. It's a level of sensation or feeling, because these at their base are physical. Let's say it's raining. Do you feel chilled by this or warmed? Unsettled or calm? Or perhaps the sky is clear and the sun is shining brightly. What is your sensory experience of this? Like, for instance, I feel pulled to go outside, or I feel the sun's warmth on my face. Or let's say there's a breeze where you are, and it feels chilly. No matter what's happening on the outside, or with anyone else, you still have your own experience, and no one can take that away from you. They can dismiss your experience, but they can't remove it from you. It's yours. Third level is completely on the interior, and it's about emotions. And sometimes we confuse emotions with feelings because, at least in the English-speaking world, the word feeling is often used to convey emotional states. But whereas feelings are a physiological experience, emotions are packages that include feelings. They include experiences from your history, memories or associations about what has happened in the past, and the patterns you've developed as a part of that. Check in here with the level of your response to what's going on, not just externally in the environment around you, and not just what you physically sense or feel, but how you are responding to yourself around this. Example. You might say, I feel the sun's warmth on my face, and I feel delicious about this. Or, it's raining, and I feel worried. What if I'm not able to get home on time tonight? Now, usually we stop there. Have you ever gotten caught in an endless loop of ruminating about what you're feeling about something? Thinking, planning, strategizing, rehearsing. Here in the Habits into Health podcast, you get to practice being attentive at a different level, which gives you power over the story you're telling yourself. So I'll use one example from above, and you can attend to whatever is going on with you. For instance, the breeze feels chilly to me. I want to contract and conserve my own heat. Well, where am I contracting myself right now? Oh, I'm squeezing in my chest, and my arms are compressing in. This is affecting my breathing. What happens if I release some of that compression from my arms? Oh, well, I still feel chilly, but my breathing is more open. So, take a moment to tune in to what your response is inside you to what you're experiencing in the environment. There's you responding to you, and there's you responding to the external environment. And you can take a rest now from whatever you're doing. Notice what happens physically, cognitively, and on that emotional level when you take a rest, when you step back. You'll have a different experience than everyone else doing this. You'll have your experience. And hopefully you've given yourself a taste of modifying that to one degree or another, which is really empowering. Let's shift gears. This is always a good time after the exercise to say that you're listening to Habits into Health. And this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and an addiction specialist, and I help people, especially women, create a joyful and addiction-free life. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com and explore other podcasts and articles. And if you feel ready to take a new approach to a problem, habit, or addiction, you can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire on the website, and stay tuned for more programs and information coming up in the future. You can also tune in every week to this podcast. So, to our topic. We're doing a little series here about seasonal changes, starting with the first level, which is the external environment. If you live near the equator, then you don't experience much change in the length of each day, but you may have to deal with shifts from rainier season to drier season, or the reverse, or changes in temperature based on your altitude above sea level. And about 50% of us live in the part of the northern hemisphere that is entering spring, where there are some seasonal changes, where the days have been getting longer, and even if there's snow on the ground, the signals of thaw are showing themselves. About 12% of us live on the southern side of the equator, and the days are getting shorter and moving toward winter. If these changes affect you, why not honor it? When you're committed to creating and maintaining an addiction-free life, you owe yourself some self-care in practical ways. Last episode, we talked about two categories of self-care around seasonal change, food and drink, that apply to everyone. And then I also offered some additional recommendations because if your habit or addiction is tied to food and or drink, then you'll benefit from some extra support. You can check out that episode at habitsintohealth.com and just type in seasonal changes in the search box in the upper right, and that should take you right to that particular podcast. This time we're going to discuss restful sleep, and we're going to tweak a common recommendation that experts suggest during changes of season. And this is to be consistent about your transition from sleep time to wake time, and then from wake time to sleep time. For most of us, that's going to be in the morning, we rise from sleep to awake, and at night, we go from awake to sleep. But that may not be the case for you. You may be a shift worker. You may have a different sleep cycle. So you just want to pay attention to your own rhythm. Now, on many websites, you'll see suggestions to set your alarm at the same time every day of the week, even on your days off from work. This is so common that you've probably heard it before, right? And of course, you could do that. But the problem is that it's a one-size-fits-all approach. That makes it kind of artificial. And frankly, it's based on the commercial clock, the demands of your job, for instance, and not on what you personally need right now for your own health. One thing to know is that if you need an alarm to wake up, then this indicates that you're not getting enough sleep. And during times of seasonal change, many people find they need more sleep. So my first recommendation is that you enter into an experiment for a few days. And here's how it might look. Starting with your days off, don't set your alarm and give yourself a chance to discover what your natural wake-up time is currently. This can change depending on the timing of your life, on the seasons, so it doesn't remain the same all the time. Are you waking up routinely after 9 hours of sleep or 7 hours? Most people will fall into that range. Now, obviously, the next time you're heading for bed, on the night before you'll need to wake up for work, you will count backwards that number of hours to know when you should go to sleep. And for some extra cushion, I suggest you get to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier. Then set your alarm for a time about 15 minutes after your current natural wake time. That will still get you up in time for your morning routine. And it gives you backup in case you need it, but it also allows you to continue allowing your natural wake time to set the tone for your day. Because it's in the nature of seasonal cycles to change, if you discover that the alarm is waking you up again, then it's time to reset your timing. Time to do the experiment again. Okay, so what if nothing you do works? My second recommendation is that it might be time to get an evaluation from your doctor or health service to see if you're dealing with sleep apnea or another sleep disorder. And that's because when restful sleep is being disrupted, depression is actually a common experience. And depression is also associated with problem habits and addiction issues. And you don't want to have to go there if you don't need to go there. A lot of times people will get prescribed medications for depression when in fact there is a sleep problem. It has been commonly thought that obesity and sleep apnea go together, but some recent research suggests that it's the shape and the size of your mouth and the pattern of where you position your tongue that might have more to do with it. And if this is the case, dentists who specialize in sleep disorders can design a custom device to help you. Isn't that great? And there are also exercises you can learn to help you naturally reshape the structure of your mouth. That's terrific too. I have posted an article from Mercola.com with more information, and you can find it by going to habitsintohealth.com and then search for sleep and the seasons to find this podcast. If you just search for sleep, you'll get several podcasts, so you want to look for the one that says sleep and the seasons. My third recommendation is that you get peer support so that you're not alone, and it also can help you get credible referrals for that professional help from dentists or from a sleep disorders clinic. And I think the best way to do that is, because I don't know where you are located on the planet, is just search sleep disorder support plus your city or country name in any search engine. The other thing you can do is check out meetup.com to see if a local group exists in your area. These will be great resources for finding the best kinds of professional help. I hope this has been helpful for you. It's time to sign off for now. I'll have some additional aspects about self-care around seasonal changes next time as well. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits Into Health. And remember, we start small and we encourage kindness. I support you in turning that old habit around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.